Hello again, it's John Leeming here with this week's edition of The Organist Encores, and a big welcome to our listeners all over the world, on the web and on Mechanical Music Radio. For today's selection, I thought I'd raid my shelves of vinyl, LP records that I rarely get around to listening to these days. I pulled out a fairly random selection, but when I looked at them, I realised that they hung together quite well. So let's get started. In the UK, at least, we're beginning to get a taste of what life was like BC, before COVID, that is. So what better way to start off is for Billy Thorburn and Robinson Cleaver to say, let's break the good news. The Dance Band and Me with Robinson Cleaver at the EMI Studio Compton. The me there, of course, is Billy Thorburn, not me. Anyway, they were helping to keep us cheerful in times of crisis, just as they did with their countless records during the Second World War. Another of their classic tracks was My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time, and, well, perhaps they are. Maybe those dreams are of a relaxing and carefree foreign holiday. If that's the case, I'll join Tom Sheen when he says, I'll buy that dream. Yeah. talented Tom Sheen buying his dream at the Renwick Lodehose Studio Wurlitzer back in 1961. Maybe your dream is to sit and soak up the sun on a little balcony in Spain. Well, that's certainly what Jim Riggs had in mind at the Grand Lake Theatre in Oakland, California in 1985. Jim Riggs at the Grand Lake Wurlitzer reminding us of relaxing on a little balcony in Spain. Well, we're on that balcony as the sun goes down and darkness falls. And well, what happens then? Why? Cascading from the chambers on one of the finest theatre organs ever, it's Stardust.
Thank you.
Stardust, who else but George Wright in an early recording from the New York Paramount Wurlitzer and its 36 star ranks of scintillating pipes. Well, if your balcony is not in Spain but in London, it might be in the Odeon Leicester Square, I suppose, and it could be just as pleasurable, especially if your companion was Sweet Sue. Sue at Leicester Square there in the hands of the master of that mighty 5-manual 17-rank Compton, Gerald Shaw, in 1964. You might even say to your Sweet Sue, or indeed to Gerald Shaw himself, "You light up my life." Well, that's certainly what Charlie Balog thinks.
Thank you.
Charlie Balog, much missed following his recent passing at his first residency on the Wurlitzer in the Roaring Twenties pizza restaurant in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the days when almost every USA city seemed to have an organ-equipped pizza parlour not far away. Well, I'm afraid I won't be able to visit a pizza parlour or indeed a little balcony in Spain for a little while. No, I'll be around here just bumbling along. Maybe I'll catch a train from Victoria to Brighton. But we're not going to that Victoria and that Brighton right now. No, we're going to the ones in Australia where Neil Jensen is bumbling along with Bumble Boogie. A boogie-woogie version of Rimsky-Korsakov's The Flight of the Bumblebee from Neil Jensen at the Wurlitzer of the Dendy Theatre, Brighton, Victoria, Australia. Well, what I'd really like to do, though, provided I could go back in time half a century or so as well, is to bumble along to Manchester and enjoy those two fine Wurlitzers. First, it would be to the roly-poly sounds of the Odeon's 20 ranks of Wurlitzer magic. Here's Ernest Broadbent taking a break from his job at Blackpool's Tower Ballroom with a couple of memories of Noel Coward.
Thank you.
Noel Coward Memories, Someday I'll Find You, and I'll See You Again, featuring one of Ernest Broadbent's trademark arpeggios at the Manchester Odeon. Well, after that, I'd pop across the road for a big contrast to the Gaumont Theatre with its fiery Wurlitzer. Not Noel Coward this time, but Noel Briggs, dropping a hint, maybe, that this ought to be the final item in this programme. Crisp, snappy version of That's a Plenty from Noel Briggs at the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer back in the early 70s. Well, that is a plenty from me for today and for this month. Next week, Damon Cox will be back in the presenter's chair with a show he's called With a Song in My Heart. And that's spelt H-A-R-T. No, it doesn't mean the music of Rodgers and Hart, but the music from the archive tapes of the late Ricky Hart. I'll be here in a month's time. Have a good week, and be sure to keep an eye on our website, organistencores.co.uk, to keep abreast of any happenings. Bye for now.